This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
It's the DJV Health Program, Commander Doug. Here, stateside. With Commander Jack, Dr. Jack Stockwell is here with us in partnership with the DJV program, a focus on your health and well-being from his perspective as a NERCA chiropractor, as a clinic in Salt Lake City, Utah, which has been clobbered by, has it been, that storm, was it Edgar, that's moving across, that got people all the way from Tahoe to Reno in that area. Did that get up to Salt Lake? You have a lot of snow there anyway.
Yeah, we caught edges.
Yeah.
All right. Yeah, it's really good. It was snowing last night. It's supposed to snow off and on the next 4 or 5 days, which is wonderful for this droughted area of the country.
Yeah, right. It is. All right. So that's good. I guess good news for the skiers, too. They like to go to Park City and all those places around there, big ski resort areas. Jack, well, clear it out, though, because I'm going to be out there in a couple of weeks, and I don't want to have to get lost in a snowstorm or in the snowbank, one or the other. I'm not so concerned about you with your wife, the way she drives. Oof. You be careful.
Well, she was raised in this stuff. I mean, to her, these horrible conditions, is the way she passed her first driver's license.
Right. It's all in the fun, right? It's all
yes.
in the fun. All right. So I want to start with a diagnosis. Rich McFadden is at the controls in our studio in Washington, and you and he were talking about what he was going through, what he was feeling. And because there is so much, and the word is hysteria, in my mind, about COVID and Omicron and, you know, the things, there were plenty of reasons to be concerned about getting Delta and some of the other variants. I don't share that same enthusiasm, if you will, that the news media has for scaring the hell out of everybody. Anybody and everybody that I have heard that has any credential at all says that this thing, as it has been rapid, like almost skyrocketing fast into our lives, will go out the same way. But still, we think when we get the sniffles, and I went through this a couple of weeks ago, I thought I had the sniffles, so I went to get a test. It was negative. I think the first draw on this, Jack, is when you go into the office or you're going to get a test, somebody gives you, they stick that gun to your forehead and they tell you what your temperature is. If your temperature is normal, you don't have COVID. I think that's a general rule of thumb, is it not?
Well, yes, that applies to about 1 million other possible sicknesses as well.
Right. Yeah, I suppose it does. All right. So anyway, so I had the sniffles. McFadden has had sniffles. So what else, Richie, have you gone through?
Well, let me ask you this, Doug. When did you get your sniffles?
I had my sniffles the first weekend of Omicron. You?
So right after you came down to Washington and saw me at our party, you gave me that cold.
No, I didn't give you that.
Because the week after, I had cold, and then that went away. So I had the cold for 2 weeks.
My fault.
And that went away. Yes,
well, there you have it.
Okay, that's the diagnosis.
This is what happens every winter since the dawn of time. The sun goes lower in the sky, so we have less vitamin D. We have less vitamin D, so we absorb less calcium in the gut. Without calcium, you've lost the bullets for most of your immune system. So we have cold and flu season this time of the year. When's the last time you heard of somebody complaining of the flu as opposed to having COVID?
So that's why I asked you this morning,
Jack, but you're blaming this on me. You said,
you gave me my original cold, and I was able to clear that up, and I was good for a few days.
Okay, well, congratulations.
And then what happens is on Christmas Day, I start feeling like my head starts feeling really light, and sore throat, and that just felt really just kind of drowsy and really just kind of knocked out. And then the day after Christmas was kind of the same but lighter, and then yesterday started with this whole stomach thing going on. And it was only the stomach, otherwise I felt pretty good. And today it's kind of like a sore throat and stomach thing. So I'm just not sure what it is. And I did have a home test. So I ran it just because I had to use the test because it was going to expire anyway, and it was negative, which I knew it was going
to
be.
How hard was it, Richie? Excuse me. How hard was it for you to find those home tests? I can't find one. here in Los Angeles.
I can't tell you, Doug, but my wife Janet actually picked them up somewhere, and she bought three.
Yeah.
A month and a half ago, and we've used them all because the kids got sick, and then we got. But it was all just the kids had this kind of. They had a fever for 24 hours and a sore throat, and 2-3 days later it was gone.
Yeah.
And now I've got this thing.
My grandson's had the same thing.
None of them are COVID.
Yeah.
But I don't know what it is.
That's if you got an upset stomach, isn't it the flu, Jack? If you were throwing up and
but no fever.
Stuff like that.
Yeah, that's very common. You can have certain symptoms of the flu with temperature one day and lower the next and then back up again, and then it goes away for a couple of days and then it comes back. Because the temperature, you know, having a temperature is not caused by the flu. The temperature is caused by your body dealing with the presence of this viral
entity. Aren't you supposed to leave it? You're supposed to, it's better for your body if you let it cook out than try to kill it with Tylenol,
right? Well, that's it.
Right?
That's it. I have a pediatrician that I sometimes work with in the Salt Lake area who tells their parents, if the child's temperature is below 105, don't worry about it. If it's 105, get them to the ER. But up to that point, give them plenty of fluids, give them plenty of time to rest. Don't frighten them. Keep them warm. Talk to them. Kiss them. Love them. But leave them alone as their body does what it's designed by Mother Nature to do.
Yeah. Our kids got up to 102.
Yeah, that's nothing.
And then it just, you gave them an Advil or a Tylenol, and it just an hour later, it was back to 98.
Well, but see, that's not what you're supposed to do.
But that's not what you're supposed to do. Here's the thing. Suppose I brought to you a Christmas tray of a Christmas Jell-O.
Yeah.
And you found out that in the middle of that tray of Jell-O.
Is there vodka in that Jell-O, but you?
In the middle of that Jell-O was this grape that didn't really look good to you. And you wanted to, I know this is a little crazy, but stay with me. You wanted to get rid of the grape without hurting the Jell-O. Now follow me on this. You'd warm the Jell-O up until it melted. You would take the grape out of there, and then you would let the Jell-O cool off and set itself back up into a gelatinous state. Now, I know that's a crazy analogy, but that's what your body does when there's a fever going on.
Yeah,
when a fever is going on, the cellular matrix of the body loosens up a little bit to let more fluid into the cells and out of the cells to wash away the trash or the toxins or the poisons or the trauma, whatever is in there that it's currently dealing with. So when we run across a new viral entity, it's kind of an upgrade to the immune system, and the immune system needs to be left alone to deal with it. Now, when you have problems with comorbidities or problems with some under cystic fibrosis or some underlying condition with a child that does happen, yes, they need extra special attention, maybe an emergency room visit or closer contact with a pediatrician. But short of that, most children's immune systems are like a Marine base training camp for new recruits.
But the news media
has to go through that training.
Right. The news media scares everybody with all the advertising for all the products.
Well, you can't sell drugs. You can't sell drugs if you follow Mother Nature.
My grandson, my daughter and her husband and my grandson are stuck in a snowstorm in Lake Tahoe. And on Christmas Day, he was playing with all of his cousins. There were like 14 children in this condo complex, and they were all running around in the snow, skiing and laughing and playing and inside Legos and all that other stuff. And the next day, he was sick, really sick. Well, and Megan said he had 101 temperature. Threw up, slept all day. Next day, tearing around just like he had been the day before. It was bing, bang, boom, and you're done.
So when they have a temperature of 101 or 102, don't stop the process, because that allows the material that you're trying to get rid of to get deeper into the cells.
Yep.
A day or two or three, they're going to be just fine. Give them plenty of fluid, kiss their cheeks, have them watch some Disney movies or whatever else to keep them happy. Keep them comfortable, and don't force feed them. Don't feed them unless they're hungry. If they're not hungry, do not feed them.
All right, thanks to Richard McFadden for being sick and blaming it on me. We continue on the DGV Health Show with Dr. Jack Stockwell. I'm Doug Steffen. A reminder about how to lose weight, man. Everybody, it's so predictable. We were just talking about, you know, how easy it is to sell drugs and stuff on TV. It's easy to sell anything to people who are gullible. And so now all of you have done your best to eat and have fun, drink and have fun, do whatever it is, and put the weight on. You didn't listen to Uncle Dougie. You didn't start on the program. So now you're going to have to suffer the consequences. And we all know it's bad to be heavy. It really is. It's unhealthy for all kinds of reasons. I wish more and more people would listen to that and understand how the COVID spike attaches to your fat. The way to get rid of the fat to keep your body tuned up is to go to toploss.com. That's the home site for Kellitrin. This is a non-drug option, the only one in existence, the only all-natural way to lose weight and keep it off. There are lots of reviews online. 85-90% of them are positive. Some of them are negative. You know what? Not going to work for everybody. But it works for most people. I'm happy to tell you that it's a really good way. Once you maintain, you get to a point where you're at a weight that you like, maintain it using this product. Kellitrin, all natural. Find out what the special deals are. The Christmas thing continues. They're making it very easy for you to buy as much of this product as you want and to use it the way they're suggesting. To get a coach that will work with you online at toploss.com. When you buy the product and check out, make sure you use the DJV code for free shipping and for the special deal. That's the DJV code at toploss.com to lose weight with Kellitrin.
Before Bamboo HR, I feel like crying just thinking about it.
We were still handling everything via paper, and we literally had paper stack.
It was all in spreadsheets and, like, folders.
From the moment I started using it, I felt calmer.
As soon as we started using the Bamboo, like, onboarding checklist, I mean, it was extremely easy.
Headcount, turnover, years of service. Like, there's just so many different reports that I use at different points in time.
I'm, like, totally set free to focus on the people, to focus on development, to focus on team dynamics.
It's freeing me up to do more of the stuff that actually matters in HR, which is interacting with people, learning from them, and then building stuff for them.
Everything is in this one place. I can't even imagine what it would be like without Bamboo HR.
We're Bamboo HR, and we'd love to set you free to do great work. Come try our award-winning all-in-one HR software for free with no strings attached. Visit BambooHR.com/demo for this free trial offer. That's BambooHR.com/demo.
What are you going to do with your old car? You could try selling it, you could junk it, or you could donate it to Heritage for the Blind. Your car will be towed away for free, and your donation is tax deductible. Just call 1-800-785-9618. Heritage for the Blind accepts cars, vans, trucks, and boats. It doesn't matter if your vehicle runs or not. It will be towed away for free, and you'll be supporting those that need help. Heritage for the Blind is a nonprofit organization that helps the visually impaired live fuller lives. Call right now to donate your car, and as a special thank you for calling, you'll receive a free 3-day vacation voucher to many exciting locations. Call Heritage for the Blind right now, 1-800-785-9618. Donating is easy, and your vehicle is towed away for free. Plus, you'll get a free vacation voucher. Call now, 1-800-785-9618. That's 1-800-785-9618.
Back with Dr. Jack Stockwell. I thought you'd enjoy this because one of the things that you want to talk with us about this week is the real Dr. Fauci. There's a book Bobby Kennedy Jr. has written. You'll be interested to know that there is a poll out, a Gallup poll this week, as to the most popular federal leaders. Number one on the list is Chief Justice John Roberts. Number two on the list is the chairman of the Federal Reserve, Jerome Powell, who most people don't know. And guess who number three is? Yes. Dr. Fauci is the number three guy. He has a 55% approval rating. And the least popular. Yeah, I thought that was interesting. Well, Roberts has 60%, and Powell is at 55%. Let's see here. About 85% of Democrats like Fauci, 48% of Republicans like Fauci. So there's everything has become political. But. All right, we're continuing our focus on what's going on with your health and well-being, and we will talk about Dr. Fauci from Jack's perspective as we continue our holidays, another holiday week focused on your health and well-being here on DJ.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Hi, this is Sophie Winnick, longtime distributor and user of Longevity products. In the last few years, my family went through a crisis. Everything else in my life, including my business, had to be put on the back burner. Thankfully, life is getting back to normal now. But the one thing I never had to worry about was my business and my monthly commission. I've been a distributor for Longevity for over 17 years, since before it was Longevity. And I've got to say, the most amazing thing about this company is the people. While my family was in crisis, other distributors stepped in and helped my customers, simply because that's what Longevity people do, even for people they don't know. For me, it has never been about getting rich. It was about a product I could stand behind, a company I could count on, and a monthly commission check that has never, not once, been late in 17 years. Longevity is truly a business for everyone, even people who have too much to do. I'm Sophie Winnick. I'm just like you. I have a real life, real ups and downs, but I know I will always have Longevity.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Twenty-three after the hour now, and this week's TJB Health with Dr. Jack Stockwell. I'm Dr. Doug Steffen. I have been referred to as a doctor. When people don't listen carefully to my name, they hear Doug and they think that's Doc. And so when they realize my given name is Dudley, I become Dr. Dudley Steffen. So here I am, Dr. Doug. The story I just was talking with Jack about how Dr. Fauci is so popular with the many Americans, not so much with us here, and you've got some stock here, if you'll pardon the pun, Mr. or Dr. Stockwell, given the fact Bobby Kennedy has written a book. What prompted him to want to write the book, I guess would be my question.
Well, he started investigating vaccines a long time ago, and he's still pro-vaccine. He only asks the same thing that I ask about vaccine, and that is, Let's only produce and market vaccines that are proven through placebo-controlled, randomized, crossover studies to show that they are effective and that they're safe. And if you can do that, then I'll gladly raise the flag and lead the crowd in that direction. But what he has done in this book is a very lengthy book, 2,200 references in the back of the book to the history of Fauci, and just the fact that he owns Moderna stock is enough for me to question what he has to say. I mean, you know, and the fact that about 45% of the NIH budget comes from pharmaceutical companies, 55% of the CDC's budget money comes from pharmaceutical
companies.
When
you say it comes from, they pay into a fund.
They pay for research. This is public information. You can read it yourself. That's just like the coal and the oil industry giving money to the EPA.
Yeah.
For the EPA.
Well, there's plenty of that going on, too. The government is so corrupt here. Now, we talk about what a wonderful place America is, and it is great, but the corruption is out of control. And you see it when all these companies offer up, quote-unquote, their employees to help the public sector, guide them through the various things, like all of the people in the Department of Ag that come from Big Ag, the people for the NIH that come from Big Pharma, the people in the Defense Department that work there that come from Lockheed Martin. It's the same story. It's the same ruse. It's the same BS. And it goes on and on and on and corrupts the system.
Well, isn't that what Eisenhower warned us of in his last
Beware week? The military-industrial complex.
Now you got to beware the biggest drug cartel on the face of the planet, Big Pharma.
Big Pharma complex and also Big Ag. Everything is becoming big, 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 and it's at your expense.
And when most of our the American population get their science information from the evening news readers, then the programming works, the propaganda works. You have to step outside of that and start doing your own research, and there's tremendous sources out there.
Well,
just get on, you know, DuckDuckGo or one of these other really good platforms and start searching this stuff and reading what people are warning left and right like crazy, especially what these nurses in California, these California nurses are blowing the whistle on these overwhelming numbers of heart attacks and clotting strokes that the doctors are refusing to blame on the vaccines for fear of losing their medical licenses. But they're seeing numbers of clots and heart attacks and strokes like they've never seen in the history of their employment in the health industry. And so these California nurses are coming together now to try to make the public more aware of it.
And to go back a bit to what you were saying, the influences. If you don't think that advertising influences what you see on the news or on television in general, don't kid yourself. That's really the bottom line here. Dr. Jack and Doug here at 28 past the hour on DJV Health.
Velvety paper feel, exquisite colors, stunning scale. At Staples, we sweat the details and quality of every print project. Stop by Staples and try our Print Big Promise. We're committed to getting your print job right, to treating your small business like a big deal, and guiding you from start to finish. Get 20% off signs, banners, and posters when you spend $75 or more. Offer ends January 1st. Visit staples.com/services/printing for details. Staples, where small business prints big.
Nobody protects you from mayhem like Allstate. I'm a speed bump. Did you hear what I said? I'm a speed bump. And if you have cut-rate car insurance, the cost to reattach your muffler could really be a bump in the road. So switch to Allstate, save money, and be better protected from mayhem, like me.
Based on coverage and limits selected, subject to terms, conditions, and availability. In most states, prices vary based on how you buy. Allstate Fire and Casualty Insurance Company and affiliates, Northbrook, Illinois.
On our first date, we had masks on and kept 6 feet apart. Now, we're a lot closer.
Just like Cliff and Deb, thousands of singles over 50 found their perfect match on Silver Singles last year.
I feel like I'm 20 years old again, and I'm pretty sure she feels the same way.
Rediscover the magic of dating with Silver Singles, the exclusive community for singles over 50. Sign up today and receive daily matches you won't want to miss at silversingles.com/radio. Silversingles.com/radio.
So, the sales right now at Kohl's, I mean, you won't want to miss these deals. I got 60% off holiday decor, so I'm set for next year. Fleece for under 20 bucks and 60% off bedding. Even better, I used the Kohl's cash I earned from my holiday shopping, got an extra 20% off, and earned even more Kohl's cash. Who's ready to ring in the savings?
Select stuff ends January 2nd. Some exclusions apply. See store or Kohl's.com for details.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
The South Korean government will pardon imprisoned former President Park Geun-hye, who was convicted of corruption in 2018. Park, now 69 years old, was the first South Korean leader to be impeached and removed from office. National Football League legend John Madden unexpectedly passed away Tuesday morning. The Hall of Fame coach, broadcaster, and video game creator was 85 years old. He died in the Bay Area of Pleasanton, California. Humans will be walking on Mars within 5 to 10 years. Elon Musk, making the prediction, said SpaceX will land humans on Mars with its Starship rocket in 10 years' time at the worst-case scenario. Musk was on a podcast released Tuesday. Musk said that the determining factors include engineering the vehicle, adding that Starship is the most complex and advanced rocket that has ever been made. Mr. Musk's goal is to build 1,000 Starship rockets and launch 3 of them a day to fly 1 million people to the Red Planet. USA Radio News.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNloans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNloans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNloans.com. That's GCNloans.com.
You've been hearing Dr. Wallach talking about 90 essential nutrients, keeping the body healthy. GCNteam.com now has Beyond Tangy Tangerine Tablets, 60 plant-derived minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, packed in a powerful tablet. But that's not it. 160,000 auric points, a knockout punch to free radicals. Call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com. That's 877-878-4203.
Candidate Biden 1 year ago.
I'll put in place a plan to deal with this pandemic responsibly. I've already done it. I'm not going to shut down the economy. I'm not going to shut down the country, but I'm going to shut down the virus.
President Trump in April of 2020.
Governors will be empowered to tailor an approach that meets the diverse circumstances of their own states. Every state is very different.
President Biden this week.
Look, there is no federal solution. This gets solved at a state level.
As President Biden pulls back from his campaign promise, some in Washington are saying Biden should look to Florida Governor Ron DeSantis as the business model of how to proceed against the pandemic. Kentucky Republican Representative James Comer on Newsmax last night.
I think Ron DeSantis should be the business model for how Joe Biden should proceed. Joe Biden should have a New Year's resolution, and that's to try to change everything he's done with respect to COVID to make it more look more like what Donald Trump and Ron DeSantis have done with respect to COVID. He should fire Dr. Fauci, and he should try to get someone in there to work with his administration to have a consistent message moving forward. And the message should be that the states should have their own unique plan. The federal government will assist the states, but we have to learn to live with this. We cannot continue to have forced shutdowns.
Former Senate Majority Leader Democrat Harry Reid died Tuesday in Henderson, Nevada after a battle with cancer. He was 82. I'm Lance Pry. This is USA Radio News.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.
Second half hour here on DJV Health with Dr. Jack Stockwell. I'm Doug Steffen, Dr. Jack, and his podcast. You can get that at ForbiddenDoctor.com, where you can find out lots of info about the various things that are at your disposal, the healthy things that Jack offers through whether standard process or things that he and his wife have come up with, like the long life energy enzymes. I take two in the morning, and I take two at night. I don't know if that's enough, but I think what it helps, I feel like I take it for my digestion because I have, and not this is too much information, more gas than I should. And that doesn't an enzyme help you to digest what's in your stomach and what's in your system? Isn't that how the good stuff comes out of the food?
Absolutely.
Through enzymes?
Yeah. You have that very powerful acid in the stomach to start the digestive process, but then as these particles get smaller and smaller, the enzymes come in to rip them to pieces. And if you are deficient in these enzymes, you're not going to get the digestion that you think you're getting.
Mm-hmm. I saw somebody who had written a comment on one of your sites writing, quote, we've been taking the long-life energy enzymes for at least 6 months, and our overall health is better. Digestive problems have been eliminated. And that's what I don't know that I notice. It probably does accomplish with me. I don't think about it that way because I take lots of other supplements that I think have helped me over the years build up an immune system that has protected me. But I do have digestive issues, the gas and stuff that comes from having gluten food. I wish I wasn't allergic. I wish there was a way we could deal with that. We can deal with it using the enzymes, but I'd like it to go away. and I haven't found a way for it to go away yet. You've given me several things from the standard process kettle of fish there that helps, but it just hasn't at this point. It hasn't eliminated. So keep my fingers crossed. I know you probably have some advice because there are so many things. But you know what happens sometimes? And I take 30 supplements a day. Sometimes you just get tired of taking them. You just have the routine of this one and that one in the morning and then again at night. I find myself getting, the word exhausted is overused and misapplied, but I find it I don't know, it's annoying to keep pulling all these things out every day. I do it for the most part, but sometimes I'm lax. And then I think to myself afterwards, Jack would tell me, that's not good. I think if you miss a day or two, it isn't going to kill you, right?
No. No, but the enzymes will break down. You don't want to go too long.
No.
I mean, enzymes, they don't hang around waiting to be used. Mm-hmm. They're used as they are required, and if they're not required, the body denatures them.
Ah, okay. That's good to know. I remember that. All right. Don't forget that these things, the Long Life Energy enzymes available at ForbiddenDoctor.com along with the other products, the Ageless Thyroid, and I understand you have to have a price increase because everything, like everything else, the cost of putting all of this stuff together has gone up. So if you want to buy this stuff now, you can go to ForbiddenDoctor.com. Use my name, Doug Steffen, to get a 15% discount on the products that are for sale there. Correct, Armando?
Mm-hmm.
I am correct, sir. Yes. All right. Let's go back to talking about COVID from a different perspective. A lot of people want to know, Jack, what baseline immunity is and how it aids the Omicron fight, because there's a lack of understanding about what it means to be immune. A lot of people think you have to take a shot to be immune, and that's not true at all.
That's not true at all. No.
No.
No, and now they're talking about super immunity or something like that.
Yeah.
They're claiming, well, one
four
thing,
shots.
Yeah, one thing that we do know for sure is that the COVID vaccines don't work. They've admitted it. And now they're trying to seriously tell us that it's actually a very good thing, in the sense that what working, you know, really means is when your pandemic is nothing but wave after wave of meaningless positive tests and all these weasel-worded changes to the meaning of the cause of death. If they were ever meant to work, what they're actually for and why the establishment needs to push them so hard are, you know, very interesting questions. But the fact remains is now they're talking about boosters every 6 months from now on.
Yeah. Right.
When you look at the original numbers, COVID was essentially over with the second week in March of 2020. And by that I mean the infectious case fatality rate started to drop like a rock. In other words, when you want to prove that somebody died of something, you have to prove it was in the blood. If it wasn't in the blood, then it's just conjecture. And when they found the infectious fatality rate, the IFR, started dropping dramatically the second week, according to the CDC, they changed it to the case fatality rate. And the case did not require blood proof. The case was just, well, it looks like COVID. This person died of COVID.
Well, that's
because
the hospital
was getting... You got a runny nose, you got a sore... Exactly. They got,
but they got
paid for this.
$2,000 now. It's up, by the way, for those who don't know, the bounty for people who apparently die of COVID is now up to $9,000 for
wow,
the hospitals.
I didn't know that.
Yeah, it's that, this week I saw that for the first time. It went from $2,000 a head to now $9,000, depending on whether it was Delta. Nobody's dying of Omicron anyway. I mean, I think that's a statement that I could safely make. People are getting sick. There are a lot of people in hospitals, for sure. But
and who are these people? These are people with serious comorbidities.
Yeah.
That probably get number one, obesity.
Yeah. Yeah. And that's, by the way, we've talked about that before, in case you didn't hear, between Dr. Jack and Dr. Ken. I've said this on the DJV program any number of times. When I'm talking actually about Calitrin, and how it is helpful to lose the weight, you want to get rid of the fat, because this virus has been engineered by the Chinese government in that lab to attack fat cells. That's what the spikes are for. That's recent research. That just came out informationally I think, 2-3 weeks ago, right? That the attack on your fat cells, the people who are dying are the easiest, are the ones who are the fattest. You got a lot of fat, this thing comes right for you, right?
Yeah, absolutely. Well, yeah, there's a certain affinity for the surface of blood or of fat cells.
Yeah.
That's true. Now, there are other factors that are involved, and the fact that people who are obese have less immune response anyway, because the body is so taxed with what these what obesity does to the cardiovascular, the nervous system, digestive, everything else. So there's several factors that are involved, but the important thing is, if you've got a pretty stable constitution, you know, when you get sniffles now and then and it's over with them, you haven't suffered any serious disease or anything like that, you're probably going to be just fine. But when you start getting these boosters every 6 months because of what's inside these boosters, there's all kinds of auto dysregulation that starts showing up inside the immune system when you start getting these things. We've known this for decades now.
Yeah.
So it's, you know, it just still comes down to please study this stuff. Study this stuff for yourself and turn off the evening
news. But people don't know what to study. They don't know where to go. And that would be a great service if you listed on your website, ForbiddenDoctor.com, all the places where you go to get information.
Well, let me give you one right now that people can easily get to, and that's the Children's Health Defense Network. That's the Bobby Kennedy thing. Childrenshealthdefense.org.
Kennedy money is used to support that, right?
No. There's no, this is all through private, this is through the Kennedy family does an awful lot of this stuff.
Kennedy Foundation. Yeah. I would think that. Okay.
But this is science reviewed material. I mean, these things are well documented. No matter what they say, there's all kinds of documentation that goes with it that you can further research to very reliable sources, actually.
All right, let's get off of Omicron. In a moment, I want to talk a little bit about metabolism and things that are supplemental, like L-glutamine and some other things that I can't pronounce that I read about this week. And I'm pretty knowledgeable, so if I can't pronounce it, I don't recognize it. I got to come to you for some clarification. Plus, the story of Israel's first robotic mastectomy and whether or not you can, if you have... How about that? You have cancer, you have breast cancer, and a robot is going to do the operation. Let's see if what we think about that. Dr. Jack Stockwell, Doug Steffen here with a word now on getting a good night's rest. We know time of year when there's less light, although the good news is we're over the winter solstice or whatever they call it, so the days are getting a little longer, piece by piece, bit by bit, minute by minute. But the issue is, whether or not you can get a good night's rest and whether you feel rested when you wake up in the morning to attack whatever your daily chores are. I talk about this on the American Family Farmer all the time because nobody needs rest more than farmers. If you are somebody who needs rest, you feel like you're not getting enough rest, it's probably because your mattress is no good, your mattress topper is no good, the sheets are no good, the pillows are no good. So how about we deal with that by going to MyPillow.com and replacing all of that. You maybe gave pillows and some of the other ancillary stuff in the MyPillow product catalog to folks for Christmas because they're good Christmas gifts. But how about gifting something to you, yourself, you and your spouse, whoever it is that you sleep with? Maybe you sleep with your dog. Or maybe you've got a dog bed from MyPillow for your dog and he doesn't sleep or she doesn't sleep in the bed with you. My dog sleeps with me and I'm happy to have her company. There are a lot of things. Now, I have the MyPillow sheets, I have the MyPillows, MyPillow pillowcases, the MyPillow mattress topper, all that stuff, and we sleep like a rock. If you want to really make sure that you're getting the best, get new. The new products from MyPillow all come with a 60-day money-back guarantee. Use any or all of them. If you don't like them, send them back, get your money back. Nobody else is going to do that, especially with pillows and sheets, right?
Ew.
Not going to happen. All the MyPillow products made here in our country. All you have to do, boys and girls, is go to MyPillow.com, click on the Radio Listener Specials page. There's a box in there. Put the promo code DJV, and you get the buy one, get one free offer for the Dream Sheets, the 30 to 65% off on other products. All there, you'll find it when you enter that promo code DJV. All the great MyPillow products are at MyPillow.com.
Prescription products require an online consultation with a healthcare provider and are only available if the provider determines a prescription is appropriate. Subscription required. See website for full details and important safety information.
Hey guys, good news. The outrageously expensive little blue pill is now generic, which means you can get the prescription medication to treat ED at affordable prices. And Hims makes it extra affordable. You pay just $30 for a month's supply. And right now, get your first online doctor's visit totally free when you go to forhims.com/joy. That's right, free. Zero copay, no expensive appointments, no awkward face-to-face conversations to get your prescription. Hims connects you to doctors online who can evaluate you and, if appropriate, prescribe your ED medication. And a pharmacy sends it right to your door. Hims makes it affordable, private, and incredibly easy. Nobody likes dealing with ED. Now, thanks to Hims, nobody has to. And that's really good news. To start your free online visit, you need to go to this exclusive address, forhims.com/joy. That's forhims.com/joy for your free online visit, forhims.com/joy.
Have you heard about vine-to-bar chocolate? It's the winemaker's chocolate, the world's first chocolate made with well-vined Chardonnay marc from the beautiful coastal vineyards of North America. Gently pressed grapes are harvested after juicing, dried and finely milled and carefully blended into the finest dark chocolate. The Chardonnay marc contains highly beneficial grape nutrients, flavanols, and has a natural sweetness that flavors the luscious dark chocolate. Mouthwatering, flavorful, delectable dark chocolate goodness with Chardonnay sweetness and beneficial nutrients. And it's alcohol-free, too. It's vine-to-bar chocolate. Order some today at vine-to-bar.com. That's vine-to-bar.com. Cold shipped to your door is vine-to-bar. Vine-to-bar chocolate. Visit us at vine-to-bar.com.
Dr. Jack Stockwell here. All right, we only have a couple of minutes. This robotic mastectomy that has been called by the Israeli doctors a success. A lot of people look to Israel for advances in medicine, for advances in technology. Here these two things are together. What would you think? Your wife had a problem with breast cancer, breast lumps, and she got rid of them the natural way. I think I'd want to try that before I let a robot start chopping me up, yes?
Yeah, did you ever see that Alien series movie Prometheus?
I don't like that.
You know, somewhere halfway.
You and I go to the movies. We don't like.
Somewhere halfway through the movie, this lady who's infected with something jumps inside of a med bed, and then this robotic surgery extracts this problem from her body. And I remember looking at that, thinking, "Wow, you know, if it could actually get to that point where you could rely on technology rather than a doctor, whether or not he had too many drinks the night before, or if he's on drugs himself, or whatever else, that you know." And so this is the natural evolutionary development when technology gets to this point. I mean, they can actually do, not robotic, but they can actually do surgery on developing fetuses inside a mother a month or two before birth. That is just miraculous to save the life of that baby. Now, if we can get machines to do this.
Don't forget about our podcast. There's one every week at ForbiddenDoctor.com. We have also a free podcast at DGVHealthShow.com or wherever you get your podcast. The most recent one with Jack and me is a discussion about the reliability of COVID home tests. And then Jack explains the differences between a naturalist and a homeopath. Very important conversations every week. I get the best part of them by listening to the DJV Health Podcast, DJVHealthShow.com, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
We've entered a time where sky truly is the limit and opportunity awaits. The Internet has become a platform of everyone's worldwide communications. Billionaires building businesses on platforms that didn't even exist a generation ago. But in the sea of noise, how can the voice of your business be heard? The secret is over 100 years old. Radio. 228% more effective than TV. That's 228% more effective than television. Brick and mortar and cyber businesses alike have found radio to be the most effective for building a brand and delivering customers. Learn the secrets of radio advertising by calling 877-996-4327 or email advertise@gcnlive.com. That's advertise@gcnlive.com.
These are the sounds of someone taking their eyes off the road. Texting while driving is more than distracting. It's dangerous. Do yourself a favor. Do us all a favor. When you're on the road, stay off the phone. A message from CTIA.
Burning. Dr. Jack Stockwell is here. DJV Health Time, 53 past the hour. Continuing our focus on your health and well-being from Jack's perspective, the idea that we have a difference of opinion when it comes to COVID is good. It's important to think about the other side, both sides, if there are only two sides. I don't know if there are two sides to this issue. By the way, Jack is brought to you in part by the folks that bring you Calitrim, which is the way as you make your plans, everybody's going on a diet. Everybody wants to lose weight. It's so predictable. And the television ads are so nauseous because it's the same stuff every year. And I think to myself, are we really that silly, that foolish? I guess the answer is yes.
Yes. Marketing researchers are paid well.
Yeah, they certainly are.
So they know what they're doing.
Right. Okay. So I'm surprised that you have taken the approach that you have to eggs. But I want, because Jack has written a treatise on the good side, the bad side, the ugly side of eggs. Now, there are a lot of different things that when you go to the store, you're confronted with, depending on the store that you go to, I guess much as anything else, or whether you get them from the farm. I sell eggs on my farm, and because, I don't know, we must have 100 chickens now, and we probably A dozen a day or more are sold, $8 a dozen. And I tell the kids that that's cheap. I think we should be getting more than that for eggs because they are so different from most of what you buy in the store, the factory farm eggs, which is what you're focused on zeroing in on here, Jack, right?
Well, yes, it is. plays back to the theme I'm always presenting, that mankind simply cannot improve on Mother Nature. And any time mankind starts fooling around with the laws of Mother Nature, there's a price to pay, which is, of course, just as we have commercial feedlots for pork and beef and lamb and whatever
dairy
else.
Now, too. It's dairy.
And dairy. Yep. These foods are dangerous to our health, and eggs as well, because we know that the eggs that are kept in those tiny little cages for their short lives are genetically manipulated to lay far more eggs than Mother Nature ever intended for them to do.
Right.
And as a result...
Besides that, it hurts. Can you imagine how much it must hurt for an egg?
Oh, my goodness.
That shoot?
Yeah.
Oof.
Yeah, exactly.
Having a baby every day.
And it's easy, and anytime you put animals together like that in unnatural conditions, whether it's cattle, pork, chicken, poultry,
mm-hmm. Yep.
You have explosions of diseases, and the only way you can control the diseases is to load these animals up with antibiotics, and those antibiotics come through in the finished product. So while I am a proponent of our ancestral diets in the fact that animal meat is very important to human health, not the commercial stuff, and that includes eggs.
Yeah.
And so if you can get an egg from Doug's farm, you're going to find the shell is much tougher.
Yep.
The yolk is
that's a
much
wonderful
bright.
Point. Let's stop there for a second. You know, you tripped a light with me. That's true. And it also, when you think about it, I notice this because when I boil the eggs, I eat maybe a bite of an egg a day. I give I hard boil the eggs and give them to Daisy every morning for breakfast. And I'll take a bite out of one of them. And the difference between the stuff, if we don't have enough eggs on the farm, instead of selling them, I'll tell the kids, instead of me taking them, sell them because people want them. And I'll go to the store and buy what I think are, there's an outfit called Country Hen in my backyard. And
yeah.
I used to take the manure and spread it on my fields. That's an all-natural outfit. And their eggs are okay, but they aren't the same. Right. The hard shell... It's hard to boil the egg inside the shell, even. Did you know
well,
that?
You could. Well, it is. It takes a little bit more time, but you can do an easy test. You can go get the least expensive egg that's there in the supermarket, and then you get the one that says free range, organic, and open up that egg. Well, hard boil that egg. Well, hard boil both of them, or fry them, or scramble them. Yeah. You're going to have a totally different taste, a totally different color.
Yep.
And I'm telling you, I wouldn't get anything that doesn't say at least free range and organic.
And you write about egg whites also. I have a few seconds here. What do we need to keep in mind about them?
Well, it's just that the protein structure, the protein is in the white, the albumin.
Yep.
And, of course, the fat and everything else is inside the yolk. But the albumin needs to be in the correct Mother Nature-made form that comes from free-range eggs.
There you go. Jack's advice to you is to don't buy the factory farm eggs, even though they're cheaper. Buy the real stuff, the real McCoy. Dr. Jack Stockwell with Doug Steffen, DJV Health, 59 past the hour.
For over 20 years... Extendivite has been helping people. Here is a testimonial from Amazon.com. Glad I found this product. I am 51 years old and started getting headaches a couple of times a week. I went to the doctor and my blood pressure was a little high at around 150 over 95. I found out about Extendivite and I ordered some to try it. Immediately, I felt better and it lowered my blood pressure and my headaches went away almost instant. I have been taking it now for about 4 months, and I am so glad I found this product. You won't be disappointed. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.